This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All-Star Weekend.
Man.
In a shambles. Oakland Arena got some love. That was awesome. I just wish somehow they could incorporate. I'm being serious.
I said this when they moved.
Get play some home
yes.
games.
Yes.
That would be incredible.
I said this when they moved, and everyone's like, oh, yes, Steiny, right. Yeah, really.
Steph brought it up. He was talking
exactly.
Like,
where do you think he got it? He got it from me, and I'll tell you why. And don't you look at me like that.
No, you're sad that Steiny got it from me. But
he
I
did. The bottom line is this. The Boston Celtics, they used to play three games a year at Hartford.
Yeah.
The, what was their team? The, the Kansas City Kings. They played half their games at Omaha. It was the Kansas City Omaha Kings.
That's tight.
Let's see. The Atlanta Hawks. They used to play games in New Orleans to try to up their fan
base.
That
would be awesome, man.
Come on, people.
Shout out Rick Barry.
Three games at Oracle. Tell you what, Charlotte. Who else stinks? Atlanta.
You know who they should make go play there? Like the first three, or I guess all three opponents. Like it should be LeBron. The Celtics should have to play there. Oh, no, the Celtics weren't there. LeBron. Oh, Kyrie now with the Mavericks. They should have Clay come back and play there. And then like James Harden, whatever team he's on.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
But it's not unprecedented. It could be done. Let me just play that stuff on including Oracle in the festivities.
I mean, you've been a part of our journey and understood the highs and the lows of everything we've experienced as the Golden State Warrior franchise. Oracle is front and center as the symbol of that. It's such a unique place. Oakland's such a unique city, unique town, and the idea that we had an opportunity to pay homage to the 47 years that we played in that building and the memories that we had. I got real emotional yesterday going back. I've been back a couple times before, but not with a crowd and not with a basketball floor on the ground and being able to kind of reminisce. And it was very special for sure. I know there's a lot of talk like we should play a game there. I like that idea. But Oracle holds a special place in my heart and a lot of fans who've been a part of this journey too. So it was really cool.
Yeah. Wow. You remember Will
he
Chamberlain when Will Chamberlain scored 100 points?
Yeah.
Where did he do it? He did it in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Hershey doesn't have a team, but they played in Hershey to expose people in the middle of Pennsylvania to the professional basketball product.
Mm.
There's no reason the Warriors couldn't play three games a year at Oracle.
Damn. That would be sick, man.
Joe. Come on, Joe.
Where the We Believe Unis that year, Steiny?
Maybe. Let's go to Joe in Walnut Creek. Joe in the creek. How you doing, buddy?
Good, man. How are you guys doing?
Hey.
Doing well.
Hey, so look, you can't really blame the players, right? So back in the day, they fly in at noon. They play a game at 5. They fly home that night. They get rest before and after it. But what's the NBA do? They're like, hey, here's a great idea. Let's have a dunk contest. And that's kind of cool. And then they're like, well, that made us some money, so let's do a three-point contest. And man, that was kind of cool. And then they had a skills contest, a Rising Stars game, and it turns into this four-day event because you know what? They care more about the $50 million that they're making for all the owners than getting the players 7 days rest. Would you rather Steph and Dre rest 7 days and come back fresh and hit it hard, or would you rather make the owners an extra $50 million? I mean, so the players are sitting here and they're just kind of like, yeah, we're just racehorses, man. We're just out there. We're making the money. And they all know the best thing is for them to get rest. So that way you can push for a championship. So I'm tired of people blaming the players. I mean, they need rest. If you've played this game, man, it's rough. You have to rest in the middle of the season. So that's kind of where I'm at on it.
No, and Joe, I'll take it one step further. Thank you. In an era where guys are load managing and they're sitting out regular season games, what makes you think they're going to want to play in a glorified pickup game? They're not going to want to. They're not going to want to.
And Draymond was on the – I mean, he was phenomenal. We'll get into him. But, Stoney, he even said, not that he was ready for the weekend to be over, but it was taking a lot out of him. They had a lot of obligations.
I know. And, you know, honestly, people are going to laugh at that, but there is something to it. I mean, it's not easy for these guys to have to get up early, go to appearances, then go to practice, then have to go to some festivities, then stay out all night and drink – till 4 or 5 in the morning, and then they've got to get up at 8 again. I mean, it's not easy on these guys. And that's the other problem of having so many older players in the league right now. You know, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he was out till 4 in the morning, and he was fine. LeBron, why do you think he didn't play? Because he's too old now. He can't go out and stay out till 4 and then play. He can't do it.
Well, quick question, like legitimately, I was unaware of how many commitments someone like Steph Curry had this weekend. Did that used to be the case where, like, if it's in Chicago and Jordan City, he's got to be somewhere from 8 a.m. until essentially 3 a.m. for 3 straight days?
Not like this. No, not to this extent.
I mean, maybe that's the reason, too. It's like they don't have energy.
I mean,
and yet he won the MVP because you're right, Evan. This was his hometown, and I got to believe he had more to do than anybody and gave back to the community, him and Aisha and his family.
Yeah. I mean, now, on the one hand, these guys do have a lot of commitments. On the other hand, I mean, they're just getting chauffeured around everywhere. You know what I mean?
Look at my
They're sitting
something else.
I bet Curry spent most of this weekend in a big black Escalade.
No, it was the Vans. I saw him get out of one. They had the little. You're right. It was like, yeah. I was like, oh man, those got to be cool. Let me read this from the 669 to you and Evan and the fans. All-Star 957, the game week. All week, host and producers and the director work without pay. Would the staff have the same motivation, or would some even show up?
What does that mean?
Like if you had to do. I don't want to speak for you. I love you. If you had to do something for no pay, would Steiny still be chipper? Or would you be like, oh, my God, Goo. I'm not getting paid, but I'm doing it for the listeners?
What do we do when we go to Fremont Bank?
Well,
we don't get extra money.
Yeah, but that's not a week. Those are a couple hours.
Right, but we do it 3 or 4 times a year.
Yeah.
And we just do it. But we're gamers. Let's go to Jesse in
Jesse's
Oakland.
Girl.
What's up, Jess? How you doing, man?
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
Hey,
well, this is probably the only time I can recall that I think I agree with Steiny on every point he's made this morning, and it's actually kind of scaring the hell out of me. You know, Goo, I love you, man. I love your passion, but I'm afraid that what we all want, because you want what we all want, is just so unrealistic in this era right? Like, this is the most spoiled. Let's just be real. I'll be frank. This is the most spoiled generation of NBA superstar we've ever seen, right? And, like, power to them, you know, but these are guys that, you know, this is the only probably profession where guys can straight up say, I'm not showing up to work tonight, but I'm still getting paid, right? And Steiny touched on something earlier in the segment that, you know, I agree with 100%. And it goes more to the bigger picture of what's happening with the fan base and why are ratings down? What's the disconnect, right? You have the average Joe who works his 9 to 5, maybe even works 2 jobs, right? And he gets home and he wants to watch his favorite team play. And then on any given night, you find out, you know, oh, well, the 2 best players on our team aren't playing tonight for whatever reason. But the very next night, they're playing 30 minutes. They look completely fine, right? Like, and that's just happening year after year. It's just too unrealistic to ask these guys to care about something that's an exhibition game when they don't even show up to work every night for the regular season games, you know? And a caller, and this will be my last point, a caller made a really good point earlier. You know, it does feel like WWF now as far as All-Star Weekend does. And you know who loved WWF? You know what age I was when I loved WWF because I thought it was real? I was 10 years
17.
Old.
17.
You know, it's not for me anymore. Yeah, it's not for me anymore. I'm a 33-year-old grown man. I didn't watch a single second of All-Star Weekend, but you know what? That's my choice, and I'm not going to complain about it because I didn't watch it, right? I'll watch the regular season as best as I can, and hopefully the players that I like to watch will choose to show up, you know, because, you know, I feel like I'm taking time out of my night to I want to watch you. I respect you, your game, but there is a big disconnect, and I just don't think you can fix it. Thank you for the giving me time, guys. Have a great rest of your show.
Yeah, appreciate it, Jess.
And no you know problem. What? He kind of hit me in the cardiac muscle, Stoney. It's nothing you and Evan haven't said, but, you know, again, you could say grow up or just forget the memories that you have of the league and the All-Star game. But he said something that hit me. So you think that ship has sailed? It's unrealistic to get these guys to care.
Yeah.
Even if you put some compensation in, you know, the winning team got this or that. I'm just asking.
I mean, okay, here's the other thing. These are all-stars, okay? So it's the all-star game. So we're not having an exhibition game for the most part with a bunch of guys in their second year who are making $2.3 million. The All-Star game is for All-Stars, and these guys tend to make $50 million a year. I mean, just look at the payroll. Like, Steph, $55 million. LeBron, $60 million. You know, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, $40 million. They're all making I don't think you can incentivize it enough with money.
Wow.
I just don't. And
you don't like the home court thing, huh, for the finals?
Do we like it in baseball? I hate it in baseball. Most people hate it. I don't want 11 guys who aren't playing in the finals determine who's going to get the who's going to get home court advantage. Let's go to Leroy in Oakland.
Our man.
What's up, Leroy? How you doing?
Yo.
Hey.
What's up, guys?
Hey. What's up, baby?
This me and you, Goo. Man, I'm 100% with you, Goo. All that other stuff. These people bumping Goo, man, bunch of hypocrites. Is this what we would tell our kids if they was playing in the NBA?
Wow.
Oh, dude, you making a whole lot of money, so, you know, take plays off. You going to the All-Star game, you know, take plays off. Do this. Rest. Loans management. It should be all about your money. No, this is not what we going to tell our kids. We tell our kids to give our all no matter what. And until we in the position, we want to bump and play Monday morning quarterback or guard or whatever you want to call it. The bottom line for this is this. Hey, Goo, let's just take our ball and go home, man. We ain't even got to watch the NBA no more if it's going to be like this.
Wow.
Because what I saw over the All-Star weekend, look, I'm a homebody. I've been watching games for as long as I can remember, 54 years old, and I watch with passion. There are people that can't go to the games but are at home watching with passion, giving it their all. Me, my wife, my sons yesterday, we bought food. We bought everything, man. We kind of decorated the house.
Right.
We were all up for it. Everybody was giving their all. The dancers were giving their all. The halftime performances were giving their all. The entertainers, the people in the building that work for these organizations, giving it their all. Everybody is giving it their all except the players. Steiny, how is that fair?
Wow, I love that.
I don't think it is, Leroy. I mean,
you never said it's right. You just said, wake up.
I just get it.
Wow, Leroy, thank you, man.
The NBA has created their own problem. It just has. The load management part, I think, is
infected this.
Yes. It's just absolute. These guys load manage regular season games. What do you expect they're going to do for an all-star game?
Mm.
Like this.
So you're saying it's bigger than the all-star game?
The NBA is all. The number one rule in the NBA, if you're a player right now, is self-preservation. You want to laugh? I said it. It's longevity over legacy. It just is.
It's about
playing as long as you possibly can for as much money as you possibly can so you can continue to live the lifestyle. And as long as there's an owner out there willing to give a guy like Paul George, who's at 35 years old, until they're willing to say, you know what, we can't give a guy this old who's never played, a full season in the last six, it's going to continue. I mean, it's going to continue. For goodness, I mean, and it's not, I'm not, Steph Curry, you're paying, Steph Curry's the highest paid player in the NBA, but we all know he's only going to play 66 games at best. It's just the way it is now. And
I don't even find that I don't even find that, like, that's a good number for me. Well, if you say Curry's going to play 60.
But that's the point. There's a generation of fans that watch John Stockton play 82 Jordan, every single year. Yeah. And Bird played hurt. And Jordan played hurt. Mm. And Olajuwon was as competitive as they came. Mm. Nobody was taking a big contract and saying, I think I'm going to play about 65. I don't know. Back in the day, it was actually a source of pride to play 82 games.
No, you're right.
It's not anymore. Now it's the other way. Guys want to be like, the biggest sign of clout in the NBA is when you can get a DNP rest.
I thought LeBron did that yesterday.
That's right.
I'm sorry.
That's when you know you've got power. DNP rest.
That was a flex.
That's all you need to know about the league.
And I'll say this to that, Leroy, man, I'm still feeling that. I mean, he painted the picture, but Steiny, I'm looking you in the face right now, and I can't tell you what next year's NBA, and some out there can be like, who cares? Go move on. I can't tell you what that game's going to look like, because I think it's going to be Joan Rivers again. There'll be another facelift to it, and they're trying to capture something that they once had. And all we ask for is, again, Stoney, not broken legs, just effort.
Yeah.
And if you are right and that's what it is, then, man, I did not like four different teams, one team not even of NBA All-Star caliber. I thought Draymond knocked that out the park. And, again, that wasn't pointing the finger at one somebody. It's just like
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Like, you know, what are we doing? And we're kissing ass to get the guys to play or care
again.
And yesterday, to me, forget where it was at, because it was in our home city, and that's made the weekend great. But as far as the effort, study, I didn't see any difference. The
and
games
again,
were shorter.
Draymond may have been right, but they brought the rising stars into the equation. Because you guys don't care. And last year was such a joke that not even the commissioner of the NBA could support it. He couldn't even support it. So because the guys don't compete, then you gotta, how can we get them to compete? How about this? Just tell them to go to the Bahamas and come back ready the second half of the season to go to the playoffs.
Wow.
I mean, who would miss any? If they got rid of
the All-Star game. You still get named All-Star, but there's no game.
Who would miss it? Who would miss All-Star weekend?
Well, you're going to look at me and laugh. Stoney, I was out and about, but I DVR'd the celebrity game. It starts there for me.
Huh?
They had the HBCU. Like, I'm a sucker for – and even Seth,
you
Kevin Hart, who I love.
A minority. It's not even funny.
Man. Well, Leroy's in that same one with me. Because he painted a vivid picture of how, you know, that was an event for them in their home. They were all in. And I feel like Leroy's like me, Stoney. He said it. I don't need to say it for him. They were kind of let down with the product.
But
see, three-point contest, you don't get that. It's just, well, you like to see Steph, but it's shooting. So you get what you signed up for, you know? You get that part of it. And I love Mac McClung. I'm getting hate on here. Like, dude, I love what he did, but he's symbolizing what's wrong with the stars and how they look at the league and the fans. That's all.
I mean, I don't understand why a superstar would come to the All-Star game and be like revved up to quote unquote compete.
Damn.
There's no incentive to compete.
And here I go again. I'm living in the past. Kobe, Garden, Jordan.
Well, that's the other thing.
You know what I mean? Like, and that stuff was...
And this is the other thing. Like, can we stop with the... Oh, like, yeah, Jordan got matched up with Kobe a time or two during the game.
I got a picture on my phone.
That's fine. You know, and Wemby takes Kyrie Irving. That's fine. That's fine. But... We got to stop pretending like the All-Star games in 1985 were like the finals. They weren't like the finals. The NBA players back then had an agreement. They would coast for about 3.5 quarters, And then they would kind of try down the stretch. Not like it was an NBA Finals, but they knew how to put on a little show. They knew how to kind of keep the game close.
Yeah.
And then the last six, 7 minutes, they'd play. And that was good enough for everybody. It's not good enough for anybody these days. So,
a lot of people saying Castle should have won. I'm not saying that, but Snotty, what did you make of the dunk?
I didn't see it. I only saw McClung's game winners. So what did I miss?
No, just Castle had some good dunks without the props. And that's not me hating. I'm not a big, shocker, prop guy when it comes to the dunks. I like to see you kind of do something that Dominique did or Vince Carter.
Well, Prize Picks. The props.
No, oh, that's a four.
Did Prize Picks have props for like the All-Star weekend?
Oh, all weekend.
All weekend. Starting.
Like, give me one of them.
Well, you could pick like over-unders or more or less, sorry.
Buddy Hield.
Dunk score.
Yeah. Buddy Hield's 3-point total. He had the highest one. I thought Evan was going to win.
Hero beat him. Yeah. Buddy made the finals, though.
Yeah, his first round was the highest score, I think, since Curry.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was hot.
You know what that means? Big second half. Yeah. Big second half for Buddy Hield. I feel like it. I feel like it's going to happen.
And the team. Draymond mentioned championship. That was great.
One of the things, you're so idealistic. I think that's what it is. And good
talk to the people or me.
And good, you. you're so idealistic. And quite frankly, I envy it. Because I've become more skeptical than you.
But you can't understand. I had it. We had it.
We had what?
What we're yearning for to come back.
Right.
Pride and competition.
Guru, that was 30 years ago. We can't go back. We can't.
And I hate your answer if you're right.
I am
it's
right.
About God. You know, my mother-in-law, Mary Brown, God rest her soul, always said, and she harped on it, and I used to didn't like it's not either haves and have-nots, but you're sounding like the players are the haves. These
That's
contracts
true.
Are so astronomical that the regular fan is the loser now that they're getting that.
That's true. I mean, you think it doesn't affect ticket prices? You know how much it costs to go to a game at Chase?
Right, and that's why I'm saying if the LeBron fan bought the ticket just predicated on seeing him in the Bay, I'm not saying he wasn't hurt, man.
No, they saw him.
And then he came out. He was introduced in street clothes. I'm like, look at this guy.
888-957-9570 is the number. For example, could I have gotten a prop bet on, let me guess, Steph winning the MVP?
Well, you just would have bet it straight up, and I think he was the favorite.
Yeah.
Not rigged.
To play good in his own backyard, Stoddy. Not that big of a stretch.
No, I know. And he was going to get it no matter what.
He hit that half-court shot.
Give him the MVP.
He did more than that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.